Revelation chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Out from the throne come flashes of lightning, and sounds and peals of thunder. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne there was something like a sea of glass, like crystal. And in the center, and around the throne, four living creatures, full of eyes, in front and behind. What John is witnessing begins with a scene that one can only imagine. Try and envision the surroundings Moses would have seen atop Sinai. We get glimpses from Scripture. First, the Lord God Almighty prophesied to Moses in Exodus chapter 19, verse 9. The Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I will come to you in a thick cloud, so that the people may hear when I speak with you, and may also believe in you forever." Then Moses told the words of the people to the Lord. Then the Eternal set the timing, starting in verse 10. The Lord also said to Moses, "Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their garments, and let them be ready for the third day. For on the third day, the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people." Then, because God said it, it was so. Verse 16. So it came about on the third day, when it was morning, that there were thunder and lightning flashes and a thick cloud upon the mountain, and a very loud trumpet sound, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. John's focus was different from Moses. He keyed on the throne. The first aspect the apostle describes for us are seven lamps of fire. He even translates for us what is represented here: seven spirits of God. This is the third reference to this aspect. Previously, we read in Revelation 1:4, John to the seven churches that are in Asia, "Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne." Then, in a specific message to the church in Sardis, in Revelation chapter 3, verse 1, "To the angel of the church in Sardis write, He who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says this, I know your deeds, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead." The seven spirits of God were prophesied and enumerated by Isaiah in the first verses of chapter 11, in the book bearing his name. "Then a shoot will spring from the stem of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." Isaiah describes Christ as a branch from the roots of Jesse. The branch bears the seven spirits as fruit of the vine from which the Messiah himself sprouts. The spirits are led by the Holy Spirit himself. Also before the throne is a vision prophesied by Ezekiel, described in chapter 1, verse 22. Now, over the heads of the living beings, there was something like an expanse, like the awesome gleam of crystal spread out over their heads. Where John sees a sea of glass like crystal, we also see the laver, or sea, that Hiram constructed in 1 Kings chapter 7, verses 23 to 25. Before anyone could enter the tent of meeting, one had to wash at the bronze laver, described first in Exodus chapter 30, verses 17 to 21. There was one key feature of the laver, originally described as constructed by Bezaleel for the tabernacle in Exodus chapter 38, verse 8. Moreover, he made the laver of bronze with its base of bronze from the mirrors of the serving women who served at the doorway of the tent of meeting. Suddenly, on the way to meeting with God, now in the temple, the sojourner was faced with their own reflection. The idea is, even before the ritual cleansing, called mikveh, we call it baptism, we are given an opportunity. We are called to examine ourselves and our lives as God himself would, and repent of the sin we find in the reflection. Once prepared, then, and only then, can we proceed on our way to the Master. Continuing in Revelation 4, in verse 7. The first creature was like a lion, and the second creature like a calf, and the third creature had a face like that of a man, and the fourth creature was like a flying eagle. Finally, in the center and around the throne, along with the 24 thrones and the emerald rainbow, John sees a lion, a calf, a man, and an eagle. They are described as four living creatures. Ezekiel saw a similar vision, as he wrote in Ezekiel 1, 4 and 5, and Ezekiel 1, verse 10. As I looked, behold, a storm wind was coming from the north, a great cloud with fire flashing forth continually, and a bright light around it. And in its midst, something like glowing metal in the midst of the fire. Within it, there were figures resembling four living beings, and this was their appearance. They had human form. As for the form of their faces, each had the face of a man. All four had the face of a lion on the right, and the face of a bull on the left, and all four had the face of an eagle. And again in Ezekiel 10:3 and Ezekiel 10:14, now the cherubim were standing on the right side of the temple when the man entered, and the cloud filled the inner court. And each one had four faces. The first face was the face of a cherub. The second face was the face of a man. The third, a face of a lion. And the fourth, the face of an eagle. What John is reporting is a vision of angels, or cherubim. Although there are some differences between the visions of Ezekiel and the apostle, there should be no doubt that we are being introduced to spiritual beings whose role becomes more apparent as we proceed through Revelation. For now, John gives a hint of one function of the angels: reconnaissance. In describing two important attributes of God, John writes of four living creatures full of eyes in front and behind. The two divine attributes are omniscience and omnipresence. In verse 8, another function is revealed. And the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings, are full of eyes around and within, and day and night they do not cease to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God the Almighty, who was, and who is to come." The angels worship the Father continuously, focusing on his role as creator. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near.